Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Jim.
Oh, wow.
Hey, listen, with hand signals, can you kind of let me know how everything's sounding? Because I've never really done anything like this before. I just had to play my favorite artist for you today and do a little karaoke to start the show today.
Oh, nice.
I know you love playing the karaoke.
Karaoke.
Thank you so much. I really hope you enjoy this, guys. You know, I've been wanting to sing on your show for so long, and I decided today would be the day. Do you mind?
No, I wish you would.
Sure?
I know that if anyone would have been stopping you, it's not me.
Do it.
It's not Oscar.
I've been up to my neck working 6 days a week. I've been wearing holes on the soles of my feet. Actually, the shoes. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now. For Mexico!
Oh,
let's all go! Yeah. Get on the plane!
Aye, aye, aye.
No shoes! No shirt! No problem!
That's nice!
Whee! Woo! Blues! What blues? Hey, I forgot them! They're all bye-bye! The sun and the sand and a drink in my hand!
Oh.
With no bottom, pony boy.
Oh, wow.
No shoes. No shirt. No problem.
Beautiful.
Oh, thank you. No problem. Oh. Want a towel on a chair.
Second verse.
In the sand by the sea. Want to look through my shades and see you there with me. Want to soak up life for a while in laid back mode. I'm wearing my thong. No gross. Boss, no clock, no stress. No dress code. Wow.
Oh, that
everybody laugh. Sing with me. No shoes.
Shirt.
No shirt.
No service.
Blues, what blues? Hey, you know what?
What?
I forgot them.
Yes.
Whee! The sun in the sand and a drink in my hand. A hot cocoa with no bottom. Yeah. No shoes. No shirt. And not a problem in the world.
Wow, it's optimistic.
Babe, let's get packed. Tank tops and flip-flops, pony boy. If you got them, baby! No shoes, no shirt, no problem.
The vibrato.
No problem. Well, I'd just like to say thank you to all of you for allowing me to come in and sing this song.
Thank
Where's
you.
My applause?
Yeah.
Where's my applause? Bye, you bunch of effers.
Wow.
Bye-bye. I thought I was due for Tuesday. Oh, bye.
Yeah, there she goes. That's Jennifer. She insisted on coming in and doing that today. So
karaoke.
I'm glad you let her do it. She's been working you for a while to, you know, make it happen.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what she does. She says she does that every single every Tuesday night.
I thought our motto was "Don't get happy."
I know, but
and yet,
does she understand that?
Here it is. Here's the bottom line with Jennifer Wisniewski, my personal assistant.
Yes.
I've never had one, and so it's kind of new territory for me.
Yes.
She's a Floridian. We haven't discussed that, but she is a native Floridian.
Born and bred.
Born and raised?
In Gainesville.
Born and bred.
What? In Gainesville, Florida.
Wow. And not a trace of accent.
Is she a gator?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
She's a gator, yeah. And she came down here. And you look, because of the price point, where she's working for very little money.
Yeah.
I wanted to, you know, give her a little something more, something where it would be fun for her.
And a so platform.
I said, yeah. I said, you could come on the show. She was excited about that. And when she came to me a couple of weeks ago and said, could I sing? I said, Jennifer, I don't know what that's going to be.
Yeah.
I said, I'll let you do it once. It might be the only time, but I'll bring
it. Well, you know what? It might bring a lot of positive feedback. As a matter of fact, Jennifer is a very polarizing figure and someone who doesn't. Gainesville? Really?
Gainesville, Florida.
That's very nice.
Middle part of the.
Yeah, right. North, dead center. North. Neither north nor south. Neither
middle
east nor
part
west.
Of the state. Thank you.
Yeah. She has actually got a fan of someone who doesn't listen to the show all the time.
She's got a fan of someone or she's a fan of someone?
No, there is someone who is a fan of hers that
really?
Is making someone want to listen to the show. Back yesterday, Carrie says she loves Jennifer. And had
oh,
a question
she's going to love that
her.
Opening, then. She's going to love that
she
opening.
Had a question for Jennifer. I don't know if Jennifer's still around that she could entertain a question.
Let me see. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no.
She does one thing after she sings. She told me that before. She's on the cam.
Oh, right yeah.
And
it loosens things up.
She had a couple of egg white delights before she came into the office.
Yeah, it'll do it every time. Well, perhaps the next time.
She'll be in there for a good half hour. That's the routine.
What did she major of at University of Florida?
She was a physical therapy major. She has a
place to help people
or a client. Was she?
I know she switched out of that program. I'm not sure what she ended up getting her degree in. And she might be a business major. I'm
she
not
did
sure.
graduate.
You know, I'm not even sure about that.
You'd have
so
to see
she
the
might
paperwork.
Not
yeah.
Really, not. All I know is it was. Florida State University.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, University of Florida.
Well, she got in-state tuition.
I don't know if it was FSU or the University of Florida.
It's U of F.
I don't know whether she's a Gator or a Seminole. I have no
Which
idea.
Which is closer
well,
to Gainesville.
That would have been Tallahassee. Gainesville's University of Florida is based in Gainesville.
So that she's a Gator.
Yes.
She's a former Gator.
Unless she wanted to go to Tallahassee.
Well, I mean, you could drive.
By the way, someone please keep track of this bio. Well, Rob will do it in his head, so we're okay with that.
Love the fact that she's from Gainesville.
Gainesville, Florida, and then it was graduating, maybe not. All I know is it was right from there to being a waitress at a Perkins restaurant.
They have wonderful baked goods.
Yeah. Solid.
Yeah, she was doing that, yeah. And by the way, for those of you around the country, Perkins would be the equivalent of Cracker Barrel, right?
Yes.
Similar?
Yes.
Denny's, that type of place.
Yeah,
right?
It's not quite as folksy.
And no wicker chairs out front.
Yeah.
Denny's doesn't have the homemade
Rocking
pies.
Yeah. That's
Denny's
where the,
doesn't have
that's the, where you get the Perkins.
The homemade pies. Yeah. Oh, she's in there all right.
Yeah, oh, you can tell? Man.
Do not go in there.
Do you want to know the question that Carrie wanted to ask her so we could you could pass it along for the next time she's here?
Let me just see. Hold on a second.
All right.
Well, no. You know what she's doing there. It's not Wisniewski.
No.
Jennifer, are you out of there?
I'm coming back.
What?
Why did you get me out of there?
Are you out of breath?
Oh, God. What? I'm sorry. Let me just
not like a sweaty
the
assistant.
Sweat off my brow.
Did you wash?
Man, did I wash? Of course I washed. Of course I did.
It's very
you know,
important.
But thanks for bringing me back in. You know, usually when the bit is finished, this better go somewhere, Spiewak.
I think this is
you
this
forced
is
my
song.
Hand. Going back to it a second time.
Pretty
let's
solid.
Hear what it is.
It's that time of year, and Carrie, my wife Carrie, whom you've never had the pleasure of meeting, wanted to know.
Happy birthday to you, Carrie.
All requests.
Yeah, you don't think I know all about you and all about everybody on the show?
Really?
Happy birthday to Carrie. Happy birthday, Carrie.
Is it her birthday?
No, it was the 23rd of September.
Oh, okay.
It was a belated birthday.
Yeah,
it was fine.
Go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a while back, right?
Sure.
Right.
Carrie was just wondering if you're a big fan of pumpkin spice lattes and all the pumpkin spice stuff that comes out this time of year.
Well, she's a mind reader. At the top of the heap is pumpkin pie.
Of course.
Followed by pumpkin. Here's a wild card. Pumpkin flavored bluebell ice cream.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have been in there that long if it had been for the bluebell ice cream.
I bet you got a lot of pumpkin pie when you were working at Perkins.
I haven't been able to find it, though. Oh, and Perkins, I love the apple fritters. I ate fritters like there was no tomorrow. Every day was fritter day for
sure.
Jennifer Wisniewski.
But do you ever go and get a few of those coffees and just get really energized?
No, not really. No,
really?
I like black coffee from Circle K. Yes, Oscar?
What about pumpkin spice Cheerios?
Mmm.
They have those?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. That sounds so good.
Yeah. And also pumpkin spice Triscuits.
Oh, really?
Yes. And pumpkin
Oreos. They don't have pumpkin Triscuits. You're lying to me.
Now, why would you say that? That's hateful.
Why do you do that? Mr. O'Meara told me why.
Why?
He said that you like to F with new employees and interns more than anybody on the show, and it comes from a deep-seated hostility that you developed years ago when you were a new employee and an intern.
It's not that deep-seated. It's sort of out
seems
on the surface.
Seems there's a story about two disc jockeys putting you in a bra and green shorts and sending you down to the Bay Bridge in Maryland.
Jennifer.
Is that correct?
Yes, Maryland. I apologize for cutting you off, but I want to help you out here. It is confirmed there are Triscuits that are pumpkin spiced.
They're real?
Yes.
Yes. So
oh
now.
My God, I can't believe it.
She just ran out of here. She ran out of here. Yeah, she had toilet. She had toilet paper dragging off her pump.
Do you think?
She did. She had
limited edition.
That toilet paper, Mike, that'll drag all the way to Gainesville.
We are doing the Jennifer Wisniewski epic today, aren't we? My God in heaven. Oh, dear.
Well, I was so pleased wonderful. You brought her back. Thank you, Mike. Oh, the singing great. And the pumpkin.
Have you had the Triscuits?
I've not. I just saw them online.
Oh, pretty good.
Mm. Do we have an intern today?
We have an Adrian today.
Adrian, go out and get some pumpkin spice Triscuits when you get a chance, okay? I know we have to, like, upseat everything and get them away from the cameras and all these.
No
a chance
big deal.
We can send them out to get
you know, if anybody has it, our friends at Rite Aid have it.
With Rite Aid, Oscar is still totally into the Rite Aid. That's fantastic.
I don't think I'm allowed back in there again.
Well, what happened?
Well, never remember, we went to go buy all those pills for Rob for his and I kept going back and forth asking for the same pills.
Like he was a drug dealer.
What kind of pills?
Pills. They were
pills.
They were
pills.
Mike, what kind of pills were they?
The behind the counter Mucinex.
Oh,
and
really?
Look at Breaking Bad. The
Adrian looks like Breaking Bad.
He does. Yeah. Sorry, let me see. Can I see you?
I looked very desperate to get
those
pills.
Show Mr. Mike what you
pop
look like
today.
Pop
up to the camera. I love Pony when he has to say it like three times. We have to get him to go. Oh, there he is. Contemplas. There
that's
we go.
Right. You know, Mike, right. There's a game we like to play here at the studio, and it's, did Adrian come from work or did Adrian come from home? And quite obvious he came from home today, and home might even be a gutter.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, how dare you.
Get him across the street. Pumpkin spiced Triscuits. That's what I want to try.
Make he's
so.
Out of here.
Make
sounds
it gross
so.
To
here,
me.
I got a card
sounds
through.
Gross to me. And hey, look at the clock on the wall. Let's start the effing show, shall we? Win.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Meara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
In 1978, we bought this house for $150,000. If we sell our house and don't put it back into a behemoth, we have $140,000 of profit. We liquidate everything. Stocks, your father's bond, $20,000. The minimum for both cars, $16,500, I figure. I'm being very conservative. Very conservative liquidation leaves us $190,000 in cash.
No.
Yes.
We couldn't.
I'm telling you, $190,000 in cash.
I can't believe it. That's...
Now, all we need is a motor home, and we should get a great one because we're going to live there for the rest of our lives.
Well, what do you think a motor home cost?
Guess who went motor home shopping? Hi, friends. Motor homes for sale, $45,000 complete for a great one. 30 feet long, a bedroom, a bath, a kitchen, a microwave that browns, a little TV. Beautiful, beautiful. Better than our new house. It has wheels, too, okay? This is what we talked about when we were 19. Remember, we kept saying, let's find ourselves. Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't have a dollar, so we watched television instead. Linda, this is just like Easy Rider.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. Mike O'Meara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
I will tell you something.
Yeah.
Singing with Jennifer Wisniewski has brought up a lot of stuff from this past summer. My God. Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Meara Show. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Meara Show is a daily radio show and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. If you're here, you will too. Phone lines open, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. If we're on, you can call us anytime. Our show today brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint with delightful cards, 500 of them for $9.99. Rob Spiewak, God damn it, sell this Vistaprint. Send people, send you your cards. What's going on?
Folks, all we want to do is promote your business. All we want to do is help you, and you can't be helped if you won't take the first step. The address, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. I can't help you if you don't help you.
Help him help you.
Please.
There. Yeah, send those cards to Rob. He'd love to read them on the air. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression. It's never been so easy to look so professional. Totally customizable front and back. Upgrade the card stock and add a fancy finish or even raise print. By the way, it's not just your business. If you want to have a fun saying on your little business card, you know, we got a bunch of amateur comedians in the audience right now.
Got a bunch of them on the show.
Put something funny on a card and send it to us.
In the days of old, Mike, they called them calling cards.
Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com. Yeah, the 80-year-old grandmothers, that'll appeal to them. Yes, send us a calling card. TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today, and we would certainly appreciate it. How's everybody doing today?
Doing great. It's a warm snap up here, and so the weather really nice this morning.
Spectacular, Mike. Mid-80s.
Friday night. What will it be Friday night? That's all I care about.
43 degrees.
And misty.
43 degrees.
Misty.
Misty.
Is it really going to be like that?
I know that the...
Josie Grossi, Mike.
I know that the warm snap does break on Friday. Let me get the weather for you.
Of course. So that would mean bumpy, horrible weather, flying into Reagan National Airport, drinky-drinky at the airport, drinky-drinky at the airport.
Friday's going to be good. A low of 51 and rainy.
Oh, delightful.
All right, I'll dress accordingly. You know, the one thing
Wear a top coat, Mike.
Yes.
I have a top coat down here, but when you come to this part of the world, you don't. You have a uniform, a daily uniform where it's not layering. It's not wearing long sleeves. It's not wearing long pants. There's a rare occurrence where you go out and you wear. I wore jeans like 2 weeks ago for the first time.
Thank you.
Wow. What is that?
Well, because when you wear shorts for the majority of the year, you put jeans on. You're like, why would I ever wear these?
Yeah. I thought that was just a commentary on me being in the pair of jeans.
Oh, no. I remember as a child, the worst part about going into fall was throwing on jeans and being like, oh, these aren't shorts.
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's horrible. And down here, you know, it's still 90 degrees. And so you just never leave the house in long pants. It does not happen. And so going back to, you know, be around all my
long
old college
pants.
Mates, a lot of them
hard shoes.
What and
other
long
pants do you
long
have?
I have dress slacks. I have suit pants.
Short
and
pants.
I have a couple of pairs of distilled jeans.
Mike, you can have nice dress pants. You can have nice dress pants that are light with a light fabric. You should wear pants as an adult and a man of your age and stature once in a while.
Silk pants.
There are people down here.
Silk
what was
pants.
That? What were they? What?
Beautiful silk pants.
Silk? Like robe, like pajama pants?
No, they don't have to be shiny.
Like almost
well,
parachute
if they're
pants.
Silk, they're shiny, right?
No, they could be brushed silk.
Yeah, you can have brushed silk.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Maybe I'll just wear a kimono.
Oh.
And, you know, a kimono.
You're welcome, ladies.
No, the thing about it is there are guys that come down here, and I have heard this from more than one senior citizen that is a member down in Cocoonville that says when they come from the north, from the Great White North, when they come down here, they do not wear long pants until they go back home. They wear shorts every single day.
Is that like a personal thing?
When we get a cold snap down here.
What about a business meeting?
They don't have them. They're retired. They're retired. And by the way,
you're not retired.
I said these guys are retired. Yeah. But how
you're
many
slaying the dragon?
Right. But as far as our business meetings, our onboarding calls with advertisers, how many of those are non-teleconferences?
You mean I'm the only one who puts on a tie for those?
That's right, Rob. You are. You're the only person.
Mike, don't you feel better though when you're wearing a collared shirt? You're wearing dress pants. Like
When I go to church, I do that occasionally.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
When I worship
our Lord, our God, I throw on the long pants.
But we've been to your church, and it's a big sanctuary.
Very casual as well.
Sanctuary.
It is casual. Very casual. Yeah, a lot of guys with flip-flops.
I was going to say, how many knees do you see? How many male knees do you see when you go to church?
You know what? You don't see a lot. You don't see a lot, but you see enough.
You do.
You see enough. And, I
know this is a bit blasphemous, but with all due respect.
Just a taste.
What about the ladies? Any skirts that really aren't meant for the house of the Lord?
Do any of them dress like morning traffic ladies?
Maybe they did the weather.
Yeah.
Let me just
say. On Telemundo? Yeah.
That is such a no. That is such an enthusiastic no. That
really?
That has never, ever been the case. Even the attractive parishioners that are there, they've never been. I don't think I've ever seen people. We call them
naughty,
parishioners
naughty.
In the Catholic Church.
Let's give them a shout out, those attractive parishioners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's not your church, okay, Skippy? All right, it's not your church,
squad.
All right?
Give it up for that.
If you want to do that, we can get back to yesterday. How's Julia doing?
Hey, how dare you?
Okay, there we go. No, I just want to warn him. That's the warning shot across his bow. No, I have never had a day in that church where I've, you know, said, oh, that's spectacular. You know, the only thing.
Do you ever have to tell Carla to cover up?
Yeah, put on a shawl.
Carla has this innate, and I'm sure you'll agree, kind of a, she has a great deal of difficulty presenting herself in a conservative.
Oh yeah, fashion. Put her in a burqa.
She
is a gorgeous woman.
Wear your burqa. Oh, let me cough up some more Jennifer Wisniewski. By the way, this stuff that I went through over the summer, I think it's still resolving, believe it or not.
Really?
And well, they told me that. They said it'd be a long time and there'd be stuff down in my chest from this pulmonary embolism.
Oh, you're clearing it out.
Yeah.
I think it really has taken this long. That's why they have you on the goddamn medicine for 6 months, for God's sake. That's what it was, but I'm here to say.
Saved your life.
More progress yesterday.
Yeah.
Out and about. Out and about, stick in my hand, 6 holes played by myself. Hello. Yeah.
Not including Carla.
By the way, my wife said to me, she said, you got to walk half a mile a day at the very least.
Oh, nice.
I said, I'm in the pool. I'm doing my little old man exercises in the pool. So you got to walk. I said, so I came back and I'm sitting there going, hey, guess what? I probably did.
Yeah.
Oh, because you walked
half a mile.
Well, you walked. Yeah.
No, it's an activity that I love. And because I love it, I don't think of it as exercise. I don't think going up and down hills.
What has the hip done for you?
You mean the left one?
Yeah, because I remember
the left
in the
one
past.
Is bionic. The left one, I have to say this. I've said a lot about the horrible part of this.
Oh, yeah,
Let me tell you about the good part, okay? The left one, every day, it's bionic. There's nothing there anymore. There's no glitch, pop, click. This thing is absolutely brand
that's
new.
So great. Cool.
It is brand new and it is gone. Now the right one. Help me. Help me.
But is the advancement of the left, is it taking some of the stress off the right?
No. The opposite would be true.
Oh. How'd you shoot yesterday? 6 holes.
I didn't keep score. The thing about it is, it was you've asked me that. Rob used to hate when I would play golf, when I would come in. So he would say, and he'd do it in front of Don, because he knew it would identify to Don that I'd been spending the bulk of my day not preparing for this show, but out on a golf course.
Yes.
So I'd walk in and die. You did this. No. I know you did this. You did this to me all the time. How'd you shoot today? Like disinterested. He'd like be back there. How'd you shoot today? And he'd be like, you know, I don't want anyone.
Spot on.
Want,
Mike. Spot on.
That is not true.
I like my golf to be, you know, keep it dull.
Nice and casual.
Like, the backbone
example, you know,
of
when
that
we go,
story is yes. not true. Is
you know
not true.
You know when we go to the schedule, the new schedule?
Yes.
Know? I don't like to even identify it here. I don't
What's
like
our new schedule?
No, no. We have this is the schedule that we adopted because it allows me to get out there and enjoy the Florida sunshine. I'm not lying.
Oh,
I like doing that.
I thought the schedule was because you're waking up early with little Michael. That's what you told us.
No, I mean, maybe a combination of both. The last time I set foot on a golf course was in May. You know?
Mike, you gave us a hard sell for this schedule because little Michael wakes up so early.
Well, when we made the decision to go permanently, that's actually 100% true.
Okay, okay.
The fact is, though, that it allows me to get out there and enjoy the day. But I'm my guys that I'm hanging with, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Got it, got it.
12:30, 1 o'clock.
Father of the Year. I went home. I was like, Chan, you won't believe this. Mike, like, totally wants to set a schedule around his son's schedule. And she was like, wow, this is awesome.
And then she burned the house down.
Right now, the average schedule is about 5 of 6 every morning.
Mm.
That is
It's getting better.
Time.
Better than 4:45.
It's better than 4:45, but he is every bit of 3. Every bit of 3. Where 1 hour of continuous supervision results in daddy feeling very fatigued.
Well, the terrible 2s carry into the 3s and sometimes the 4s.
I thought the 3s to 5s were awesome.
I think the 3s are the nightmare time.
I think you're right.
I think four, he's going to be great. It's like I'm talking about him, and I'm thinking the other day a neighbor of ours with another 3-year-old was talking about the fact that they took their kids to Disney, right?
Yes.
And I got on the website. I went so far as to even get on the website for, say, knock the show out Friday morning, take the kid up, do a little overnight, and then day of the park on Saturday.
Oh, sure.
And I'm just, he's just not there. I'm not going to deal. I'm not going to sell my wife and I. I'm not going to
remember. He won't remember it.
He won't remember it. He won't appreciate it. He won't. At four, a year from now, maybe it's a different
also,
story.
Mike, it'd be important to really make that move once he's found interest in the potty.
Yeah. Good point. You know what? 100%. And, I have an update on that since you brought it up.
Yes.
We are, I don't want to say we're there yet, but are you aware that he goes to school? This is his little drill. He goes to school, takes the diaper. They take the diaper off at school. He pees on the potty all day at school.
Oh, great.
Wow.
All day at school. Yeah. Nice. I mean, and then he gets home and it becomes a battle. And the other night, it was Saturday morning. And I said, we had a great morning together. And I say to him, you know what? You've been a little good boy.
Yeah, pull down your pants.
You want to go to
stop it.
Stop it.
Oh, I don't mean it that way, but like, time to take the diaper off.
But you know, when he says it, it sounds like
I told him, you want to go to Walmart? He goes, Walmart. He knows he's going to get a little $5 toy at Walmart. Right. Right? So I said, but before you do that, you have to go go potty. And I thought he had to go number two. So I put him on his little Paw Patrol potty insert that we have on the potty. And he didn't go number two. But there he was, PPP, right in front of me.
Oh,
right,
nice.
In front of Daddy.
On demand.
No problem at all.
That's
cool. No problem.
Impressive.
At all. So he is almost there. But, you know, there's a disconnect between his public persona and is private. It's just like me when I would, you know, I would go to the bathroom normally out at a public event and then go all over the house when I'd be at home in my own domicile. Yeah. That's the way that
that's so it's go. Learned behavior or is it something genetic?
Are they allowed to take off his diaper at school? That's strange.
Well, no, I don't know.
It's a preschool. Of course.
You know, I bring him in.
I don't know how that works.
I've dropped him off like a dozen times and I think Mama has him in a diaper going to school, and then when we pick him up, he's in underwear, and I say congratulations. And then I've picked him up at school where he goes into the little potty. It's so cute.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so adorable. It's a preschool, and they have the little full size preschool toys that they have. You know, it's not any booster seat or any of that. It's just this tiny little toilet.
Yeah.
This little kid's toilet.
Like a junior porcelain puncher.
Yeah, it's a little porcelain toy.
Ever That's use
wonderful.
One?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I took a big growler when I was there picking him up. So, excuse me, preschool teachers. Mind if Daddy drops a deuce here? I'm going to shut the door for a second.
You know what? I bet it looked really big.
Yeah, then from the other side of the door, they hear, you have a fan in here? All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, for all you beachgoers, we want to make sure you listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're heading down the ocean, hun, you can listen to us Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We've been telling you about ZipRecruiter for a good long time now, and I will tell you about ZipRecruiter. If you are running a human resources division or if you have your own business, you have a small business, you want to hire the right people, it's the biggest challenge when you're the boss and you're the person that's responsible for hiring, getting the right people for your job. And ZipRecruiter, they are the people that are going to make it easy for you, because if you're going to get a job filled in the modern era, you need to post your job and you have to put it on all the top job sites. Now you can with a single click ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100 plus top job sites, even social media, Facebook's included, Twitter's included, all with a single click. Candidates in any city, you can scour the nation. If somebody's looking to relocate and find you, you can find them with ZipRecruiter. And here's the best part. No more useless emails or bothersome phone calls to your office. ZipRecruiter will let you quickly screen candidates. You can rate them and then hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses.
Nice.
And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, I said free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Well, we have the big live show coming up in less than a month. We are very, very excited about that on November 5th at the DC Improv. Thank you for selling that out in short order. We appreciate that. And I've got a special guest coming, and I mentioned this yesterday, and I will mention it again today.
You
did
teased
I mention it.
Yo, you teased it.
Yeah, I don't know the announcement.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know if I maybe talked to you guys about it, but yeah, my 21-year-old daughter is coming up to the show. My wife and I have already had a discussion about it. And,
what discussion?
The discussion is that she's still a kid and she's 21 and I want her to be on her best behavior.
Yes.
And she is a legal adult that can walk up to the bar, order a beverage herself, and that's fine. And I am.
Does that flip you out?
Yes.
Has she ever seen you perform?
You know, here's the vision. Would you like to? Here's the vision.
Yes.
In my head.
Yeah.
I think the answer to that is probably no, not at a live show.
Right.
A first.
The thing about it, I picture, you know, late in the day, we're at the Mad Hatter at the meet and greet. And, you know, I hear this in the corner. I hear this giant laughter. You know? I look in the corner and Catherine's sitting next to Marcus Serta, you know, and they're just singing,
oh,
you know,
no.
Should all the greatest be forgotten. You know, I've got
what
that.
What was your dad like when you were little?
So I'm going
to speak. What's it like to be an O'Mara?
Oh, God. Because there's no experience dealing. That, look, our listeners know everything about us.
Yes.
It is like a family. You know, what did I get the last time we did a meet and greet? Hey, Mike, did anybody stay on the show that you went walking across Wisconsin Avenue and almost got hit by a car?
I was there for that. Saw that happen.
Yeah. So they know. They know what happens at these things.
Well, Mike,
so,
you're an adult as well.
I know. I'm worried about myself. I'm worried about pacing myself with a 3 p.m. show,
right,
which is going to be day drinking extraordinary.
Yes.
By the way, if I'm there past 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, it's going to be the turn.
Yeah. Mike, Todd and I were trying to figure out when we were working yesterday. We were freaking out. I was like, when is Mike going to turn in that day?
No. I don't want to turn.
No,
I don't think there'll be a turn.
I don't think there'll be one.
I almost got hit by a car in Wisconsin, but I never really turned at the last minute.
No.
So you didn't yell at any cars.
I didn't yell at any cars at that point.
You
so I'm
car!
Fine.
God damn it!
You know, so.
The yellow line.
Yeah, so there can be no wine. There can be no brown liquor. There can be probably a very inexpensive light beverage.
Sure.
That's probably what it's going
to be. Mike, I trust that you know how to handle yourself around your family.
I would say that's true. but let me tell you the two things we have going on
this
here.
This man is lying.
No, the thing about it is my greatest concern is that I'm already thinking about managing my day.
Yeah.
You see?
Right.
You see? I'm worried.
You know, your other daughter could come to the show if she wanted to. She's over 18.
She's over 18, so she could come to the DC Improv.
She could come to DC Improv. It'd be like a little rude.
Do you think
they would behave better if they were together?
Because they would wrangle each other.
All right, I'm seeing
like having
them,
two cats.
Yeah,
I'm seeing them on Saturday. I'm seeing both of them this coming Saturday, and I will discuss this with them.
Okay,
because really, the younger one has demonstrated to me that she can kind of, you know, be the supervising.
Do they need a room in the
parent.
City? Because we can get them a room next to your room.
You can.
Well, we'd have to pay for it. Clearly,
no, I mean,
we have
okay.
the friendly rate. Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you can do that.
Yes.
I mean, but we've gone to that well a lot. I don't want to, you know.
Well, what are they going to drunk drive home? How dare you?
No, Catherine was going to actually sleep on the floor or on the couch.
Oh, that's
in our
sweet.
Room,
no, they're adults now. Let's try and get them around.
Yeah.
Room.
All right. If you can do that, she's going to need one.
Yeah.
You know, so they're both. And if they're both there, that's fine.
Then you know you got to see them later.
Yeah, this is true.
I'll
so I'm just
at breakfast. I mean,
because of the schedule, let me ask you guys, honest question. Because of the schedule, have you thought about the, you know, managing the day? Because I think we all have our tendency to lack management skills when it comes
I
to
I said after 10 p.m. all bets are off, but I figure by then we'll have spent our time at the bar.
Right.
So whatever happens after then, I looked at Shannon and I said, I can't guarantee that I'll make it home in a timely hour.
That's right.
So you're a younger
I'm
man.
I'm planning
so
for the worst.
You're planning for the worst.
Yes.
I'm planning,
which is
on
really
how to
the best
the
for anybody involved.
Yeah, I'm planning to avoid the worst.
Yeah, and I don't think you're going to turn, and I'll tell you why, Mike. Because the
right.
turn is not just based on time spent drinking and what
right.
you drink. The turn is also based on the environment you're in.
Right.
And if you're in an environment that has sort of a negative feeling,
yeah.
the turn is going to come.
And it won't. It
yeah,
won't.
This is yeah. going to be a very positive night.
Oh, it's going
to
be full
of
love.
So have you mapped out what your day is going to involve?
I'm going to hit up, I don't know which one yet, but I will hit up an intern for a ride in, and then Carrie will get me home.
Oh, Carrie's going to give you a ride home?
Yes, because I know
is
that...
Is Carrie coming to the meet and greet?
Carrie is coming to the show and the meet and greet, and here's the deal. Julia,
she's going to drive you home. That's a bad plan.
No, it's a plan that has been used for many years.
Do we need to get you... You have a Lyft credit.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. But, I mean, we're planning on it. And you know what? That's a plan B.
Yes.
But Julia has
a plan A. Everybody can have a great time and then just drive, get a ride home.
So Carrie doesn't go nuts then?
No, she won't go nuts.
She's your DD?
Yeah, because she also, I believe, Julia has a concert in the city that night that might need to be picked up at like 10:30.
Two birds.
So we all might be going home together. And I'll tell Julia the magic of show business the whole ride home.
Julia.
Do you know what it's like?
All right, remember I'm saying this.
Fallout Boy.
Okay, remember I am saying, right. remember that if it's past 10 o'clock,
right.
that I'm saying I think 10 o'clock is a reasonable time to kind of, and because think
I
of that
think
day.
The second location, which really would be the third location.
That'd be a right. 7-hour day, okay?
Yes.
Though. Yeah,
if there's a location after the Mad Hatter, I am not allowed to go. Yes. I am not allowed to go. By the way, my friends have already reached out, okay?
Yeah.
I'm already getting
Turkey,
that kind of a...
You swing not, by around 10:30. You pick Mike up.
Hey, look what the third location is. Yes. It's Charlestown Hollywood Live.
Yes.
By the way, it won't happen because Carla's with me and she's going to wrangle me.
Sure.
And I'll be
this
fine
this place
that,
says you know? Topless. T-O-P-L-E-S-S. Yeah,
that's not happening. You know, there will not be a
I
third
thought
location.
It said Topples.
The locations are going to be the DC Improv.
Right.
And the Mad Hatter.
And that's the Gold Club.
No, not the Gold Club. No.
Archibald.
And I've got to keep monitor my daughter,
good guys.
Too.
I don't even know
what the Archibald thing is. But what I said to my wife is, I said, the fact is that, stop it. Both of you, just stop it right now. Stop it. Please stop
emphasis
it.
On the
stop
word bald.
Right. One of the things my wife said to me, and rightly so.
Is I love you.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's right.
That's right.
She said that she's there. But she can't wrangle Catherine, and I can't wrangle Catherine because I'm going to be schmoozing with everybody there, and that's the way that's going to roll. Now, will Catherine hang with us at the... Yeah. I mean, Catherine's come with me, and Elizabeth's come with me to Jimmy's multiple times. You know what? I'm worrying
about
nothing.
They're celebrities in their own right, Mike.
I'm worrying about nothing. I am worrying about absolutely nothing.
What if we assigned her a keeper?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
my
now,
God. Like a hall monitor.
Yeah, like Rob Ford.
Or Mac.
Mac would be a nice little spy. Remember he spied on us at Mad Fox? Where he's like, do you want to ride home? He was waiting outside the entire time.
This discussion is taking a very bad turn. I'm not happy with well,
Mike is a great, Mac is a great sombra.
Yeah, we get Mac together and we'd say, you know what? To your daughters, you say, girls, we've got you someone that's going to help you out. And he smells like laundry that's been in the dryer too long.
Oh, how dare you?
He's a good boy.
I trust my daughter, and she's going to be fine, and it's going to be a fine afternoon. This is probably, of all the things we've done, this is the most unusual. And by the way, based on the way the tickets sold, I think this daytime activity, this matinee that we're performing, is going to kind of work for people. I think it's going
to
work
when you
for-
have to buy tickets back.
Yes.
I'm buying four tickets back.
That's right.
I think it's going to work out okay.
Yeah.
And by the way, as the crow flies, said the man with the infirmed hip, how far are we? Are we walking distance to the Mad Hatter?
Absolutely.
Oh, it's right across the street.
It's across the street.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I would say roughly a 4-minute walk.
Really?
Yes.
Now he's a city guy. You know,
Mike,
I go to Boston to
for
visit
me,
my sister.
It's 15.
No, it's directly Caddy Corner.
A 2-minute walk.
Everything's Caddy Corner from. You can see it.
In a historic park
you
district.
You can see it.
You just got to go up a block and a half to get to the crosswalk and then across, and it's right there. If I'm
no,
picturing it right.
They've moved.
Oh, they have?
Actually, when was the last time you were in the city? Like 15 years ago?
I think I'm here now, jackass.
Okay. So you can walk out of the Improv and see the Mad Hatter.
But it's, you can't cross right in front of the Mad Hatter.
Well, there's a crosswalk.
Okay, you have to go to the crosswalk is what I'm saying.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, when's the last
time
you were in the city?
Speaking of my sister in the city of Boston, the Echo that I got her.
Yeah,
Echo.
Amazon
Echo. Amazon,
Alexa.
Absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Big hit.
And I mean, I was really, really happy the last day. I've already figured some of the stuff out. Actually, since I'm alone so much, because Paul's on the road all the time with work.
Little violin.
Alexa might just be my new best friend. When I came upstairs this morning, I said, Alexa, good morning, and she said it back and told me a title historic factoid, a little historic factoid about today. Paul, that's my brother-in-law, made me ask her what the election outcome would be, and she said that clairvoyance is not her strong suit. So thank you. That's very cool. So that was a hit. Oscar, I thank you for that because that was kind of cool the way I got that.
First, let me say that people listening right now are going to be upset by my next line. Alexa, what time is it? And then all their Alexas will go off.
And then two.
Oh,
no. Oh, can I do one then?
Please.
Hey, Siri.
Real quick, Mike.
Call home.
Stop.
Oh, no. Stop it. Stop it.
I've done it.
I think that first line is a cry for help from your sister. I think that you need to reach out to her because she's clearly lonely.
Really?
Read it again. Read it again.
Yeah, I don't want to. Now I know you're right. Don't want to.
And also,
not going to read it again, Oscar. Don't like that. Making me uncomfortable. Not going to read it again.
Paul she talks about. You've met him, right? He's a real guy?
Yeah, he's a real dude.
Okay,
he's
good.
A real dude.
Good.
They just got back from one of their lovely little vacays. So they do bike trip. They do bike trips. They're very healthy. So the point was, like, when it's a 10-minute walk. When it's a 10-minute walk, it's 8 miles. It's 8 miles of them going, you know, we're older than you are, and you're so very infirmed. We're older than you are, and you're so
Mike,
very infirmed.
Mike, I've made this walk myself. So it's
what
fine.
Walk?
The walk from the
Mad Hatter
the improv
to,
across the street to the bar.
Yeah.
How are your joints, by the way? In your 40s. How are your knees, your hips?
He's losing weight.
Losing weight. Any aches and pains in
your
body?
No, I actually feel pretty good.
Yeah, see, he's
good plumbing, Mike. It's good plumbing.
It's good genes. All right, we'll take a break, and we will come back. More fun and more thrills. We have a missing person alert on the Mike O'Mara show.
So,
we don't need to alert the phones, but where's Bob Dylan? I love that story. We'll talk about that and more stuff when we come back on the Mike O'Mara show.
So, Mike's been begging for more promos, but no one on the payroll seems to be listening.
Then what, you think we should do their job for them?
Well, let's do it. Okay, you can cut the one-sided sexual tension on this show with a knife.
Ah, the Robin Joe show.
No, it might as well be called Drunken Skyping About Pets.
Cake and Cookies.
Ding, ding, ding. The only show on the network with a booking agent.
Omericast.
What's an Omericast? No, something about t-shirts.
Tony Perkins Show.
Ding, ding, ding. This show features two comedians no one has ever heard of.
Hey, Gary Stein has his own show.
No, two comedians no one has ever heard of.
Ah, Robin Joe Show.
Ding, ding, ding. If nothing else, they at least sound like they know what they're talking about.
Don't know that one.
This is the show that really proves anyone can have a podcast.
That's Omericast.
What in the hell is an Omericast? No. One guy has a bright future ahead of him, and the other one has an MBA.
Oh, Tech 411.
Ding, ding, ding. although recently revived, this show exploded onto the scene and quickly took a seat on the shelf next to something called It's Mickey.
Political Persuasions.
Ding, ding, ding. And there it is. You can hear all your favorite More Broadcasting shows on iTunes, Google Play Store, and, of course, the TMOS app.
So let me see. I'm not going to make my predicted 7 political persuasion shows. There are 3 of them in the can.
Right.
But, don't plan on doing one the end of the week, too. Maybe next week.
Well,
that's what I'll
you
give
don't
you
want to do a post-debate one?
Debates tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So, that would be Thursday.
Maybe Friday. We could let it digest.
Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens on Friday. And
also,
see if
Mike,
possible.
Really, remember, the 7th one should be Congratulations, America. This is what the election means.
Yes, absolutely.
A post-election wrapper.
And I will get on the air. I will get on the air and say, I am prepared, even with all the stuff I said all year, I am prepared to stand behind President Trump, President-elect Trump. 100%.
Oh, you're not
going to
secede from the union?
No. I will stay here. I will live here. I will live here.
You're not going to move to Gainesville?
No, the only city, the only town, I'm sorry, town, the only country that I would move to would be Canada. And Canada is.
What about Ireland?
Very high. Dang. It's cold and damp.
Oh, but it's your people, man.
I know it's my peeps. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You've heard us talk about FanDuel at TMOS for a while now. Unfortunately, your boy not in the money this week.
Oh, yeah.
Is it because you think you won't win, or maybe you're no match for a guy you've been playing who's been playing longer than you are? Here's the thing about FanDuel. You can do it every single week. That's what I love about
do
it,
do what
too.
You want.
In all seriousness, I would not play FanDuel if it wasn't weekly fantasy football.
Right.
That's what makes it special. Do we have the results from the
Listener League?
Hard to find listener. Where was the Listener League? I couldn't get into it.
Our winner is HR4FSU with 168 points.
Nice.
Came in first.
It's a nice run.
Nice.
In 204th place, Rob Spiewak with a warm sense of thanks to Antonio Brown.
Do you have the right league? Are you sure?
He has the right league.
I'm in the Listener League.
He is for sure.
And also, I'm sorry.
I when I went to the league, it was sold out. I had to start. I had to jump into a random league.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I went in Tuesday. Though.
Mike, you got to jump in early.
And this is a statistic
like Tuesday morning
that you will love, Mike. I am so into FanDuel. I played the $400,000 Sunday NFL kickoff.
Nice.
And I finished in the top 39,000. My
That's
actual
very exciting.
Place.
You're FanDuel rich.
38,463, but I still had a blast watching all the stuff
cool.
go down.
Very cool.
All right, I'll give you some numbers here. Let me go in, because I'm going to do this as I'm talking about. By the way, FanDuel is fantastic. Got to read this to you. FanDuel, try it now. Get up to $50 in free entries. New users who deposit will get 5 free entries to NFL 50-50 beginner contests valued up to $50. You'll get 1 free entry a week for 5 weeks. The value of free entries varies on deposited amounts. Go to FanDuel.com. Click on the Join Now button and use the code TMOS for 5 free entries. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code TMOS, void where prohibited. Right at the top of the page here, I'm going into my FanDuel account
All
to
right.
see what's going on.
How many leagues did you play this? Did
How
you
much
play?
Money?
Two. You played two?
Two. Yeah, please.
Same
two.
Lineup in both?
Yeah, I played two.
You're
played
technically
two.
Still up.
The news. I played the $1 million Sunday NFL Sling. And I played the $1.6 million NFL Sunday Million.
Yes.
Let me see where I finished on that one. Hold on. I was out of 75,294 people, I was 37,019.
Not bad.
Hey, you beat me.
With a zero, and that was a significant investment there. In the other one, out of 235,294 people, I was 102,581st.
Wow, of the pack again.
That's pretty good.
That was also a zero. Nothing.
Mike, you can't be a winner every week.
No,
are you still
I know.
Using your ringer?
I know. I'm trying. Oh, now I'm going to go in here.
He turned his ringer off before the show.
That should be right. Professional.
All right. Slash T.
I don't think he was listening to us while we're asking
no.
questions. He's just looking.
No, I'm just going in. All right,
I'm still pissed at Antonio Brown.
Yeah. Why?
Well, because it cost a lot of money. He got no points.
All right. I can play now. This contest has started. That's what I got last week.
Yeah, it's so you're already locked out?
Yes, it says this contest has started.
Hold on.
Good news, you can pick another contest from the lobby. That's what I got last week.
Let me look it up.
And I shouldn't be getting that right now. I'm just curious about that. And you know what? The FanDuel, thank you, FanDuel. We love it, and that's why we're so passionate about it.
Yes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The funniest story of the day, I have to share this with you, is the Bob Dylan winning the Nobel Prize, and then
they can't find him. And you know, it's funny enough that he would win the Nobel Prize. I mean,
right.
That's just so unlikely, and it's
for
not something. You,
right?
Yeah, it's not something you campaign for, is it? I mean, you're selected by them.
I think you have to be.
Do you submit
stuff? Maybe an independent advocate.
So overall, it is unprecedented that he did win the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes,
I mean a Nobel Prize for Literature. Because he's not your traditional author or writer, right? But so he's going in for his lyrics. And the way that they justified the actual award was that his lyrics really, they're more than just songs. They're voices of multiple generations, right?
Yeah. Here's what the very latest is that I've got, and there might be an update, but I'm not sure. The Academy, I guess that's the Academy that honored the Nobel Academy.
Yeah.
That honored him with the most prestigious literature prize on the planet last week, told Sweden's state-run radio that the Academy's permanent secretary, Sarah Danius, said she had emailed and called Dylan's closest collaborator to ensure that he gets his award of $927,740.
Yep. You get paid.
According to a translation published in The Guardian. So far, she said, she's received very friendly replies. According to The Guardian, but Dylan is still nowhere to be found, which leaves the Academy in the odd position of giving up on tracking down their laureate. For now, that is certainly enough, Dania said, adding, I am not at all worried. I think he will show up, and I believe the ceremony is in December when he's supposed to show up.
The man's got time.
In the back of my mind somewhere, I seem to think that when George Harrison did the concert for Bangladesh, in like 1970.
Isn't that Leon Russell?
He was there too.
Yeah, but is this Leon Russell?
No, this is Bob Dylan. This is Rainy Day Women. Yeah, 12 and 35. I think that Bob Dylan showed up for the Bangladesh concert like 45 minutes before it. And they didn't know if he was going to be there or not. So this is sort of traditional Bob Dylan behavior.
I know nothing about Dylan's music. I always say, here we go. What's your favorite Dylan song, Rob?
Mine is, I just play a little bit of it, is Subterranean Homesick Blues.
I like the Hurricane song.
Hurricane is also great.
John is in the basement, mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement, thinking about the government. The man.
And here's what, this is for Oscar. Oh, and also, the whole Nashville Skyline album is very good. He has a Johnny Cash collaboration on that. Country flavored, but good album.
When I'm in a cabin, no one can find me. I will surprise.
Mike, net worth, how much do you think the man's worth?
Bob Dylan?
Yes.
Oh, the song rights alone with the music he's made over the years, he's in the post 10 million range. I know that.
Oh, much higher than that. I would say 40 million.
$180 million.
What? Is he really worth that much? Oh my God.
Because so, $900,000 and some change.
I thought he'd wipe his ass with that.
Pony boy Matt Bloom. Pony boy Matt. You know, he doesn't speak often. But when he does, oh my God.
No wonder he's not answering his cell.
I'll tell you this. He can take that $180 million and put it in his pocket because he is the worst concert I've ever seen.
Maybe he had an off day.
He looked like he was in a hurry to get out of town, like a cab was waiting for him.
Really?
Horrible.
That's incredible. Yeah. That's truly incredible.
But I didn't know it was worth that much.
Makes you want to write songs.
It does.
That's amazing.
What's amazing, Mike?
No, just listening. I mean, it's just the lyrics.
Beautiful stuff, no?
It's nice stuff. No, I love Dylan. No, I really do. Here we go. A little Dylan for you.
Sure, right. Thank you.
Where do I hide when they give me a prize? Where am I hiding out now? Yes, and $1 million to wipe my skinny ass. I'm worth $180 million in the sand. Yes, and how many times must my telephone ring when those sweets try to call me to come home? The answer, my friend, is I don't give an S. The answer is I don't give an S.
All right, thank you. That's the second time I've sung on the show today. But, yeah, it's just hysterical.
Do you think the Nobel Committee is calling, like, you know, Big Bob Dylan or whatever his corporate headquarters are?
Collaborator. Who's his collaborator?
Yeah, that's never mentioned. I think that Bob Dylan's answering the phone but using, like, a disguised voice.
Do you know his real name is Robert Allen Zimmerman?
Yeah, Bob Zimmerman.
Bob Zimmerman. Yeah. Maybe that's the collaborator.
Hello, this is Bob Zimmerman. Mr. Dylan can't come to the phone right now.
Hello, we are calling from the Nobel Prize place. We're wondering if Bob Dylan is there.
He come down with something unexpected.
Well, we got to check for him.
So let me ask you a serious question. Do you think he will post? Will he ultimately post?
He will, but you know what? He has got a really sort of legendary sense of humor as well, and I think he's probably loving the fact that he's unreachable right now.
He doesn't show. You know why?
Why?
He's so anti-establishment.
I don't know.
When you're talking about Gandhi and you're talking about just people that have, you know, been there for world peace.
You can't tell Bob that he needs to be somewhere unless he wants to be there.
I love when they compared him, though. Yeah, they said there are two people in show business that are the hardest people to reach. One is Bob Dylan. You know who the other one was?
Who?
Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Bill Murray, to get Bill Murray a script is this amazing process that people have to go through. This is not a normal send this to the agent and he will get it to Bill Murray. This is like Bill has to have, I believe, some sort of convoluted method of communication where he gets personal and it has to be screened. It's just a very, very
meanwhile, he will show up and call three innings of a Cubs game.
And he will show up at a wedding in a hotel.
And just be there,
And hang out there. But it's very, very difficult. But I don't know. You know, the performance side of Dylan, we all feel the same way. It's kind of that, but when you hear those lyrics, when you hear the words that he put to music, it really, you get a little, when you play those back to back to back, I got a sense of the specialness that he has.
And all you do is I put Bob Dylan into my iTunes and I see the artists that come up that cover his work. It's not just him. Yeah. And when you look at the composition, you got to look at like the Birds and George Harrison and all these people.
He has roots.
Stairway to Heaven.
Except not that. But that was Led Zeppelin.
With the Nobel Prize.
Hey, you know what? It's really hard to undo a great comment like wipe your ass with money, but Pony did it.
He did it.
Wasn't a joke, so it doesn't count.
He got happy. Hey, hold up your potato chips that you brought in today. I think that would be, you deserve credit for thinking about this.
Diego's
show.
Back as well.
Pony brought in Moscow Mule potato chips. Would you boys like to sample them?
Absolutely. I can only imagine. And also we have pumpkin spice. Oh, you did not get the Triscuits, but this is what we got.
Well,
from
what
Diego.
Did he get? If he didn't get the Triscuits, then it's a failed assignment if he got other pumpkin spice crap
in October.
He went
to four grocery stores and he got nothing.
Did he really?
Yes.
Did he really go to four grocery stores?
He did. He went to Whole Foods. He went to Safeway, which is not close, by the way.
No. Is this a real? Is the pumpkin spice Triscuit a real product?
It is, but it's limited edition. Limited edition.
What do we have? What do we have on the snack docket today?
All right, today we have Kettle Brand potato chips, Moscow Mule. Oscar's spitting it out.
What did you just eat? Did you eat the? Did
That's
you eat the Moscow
potato
Mule?
Chip.
Gross!
Oh my god!
I need a drink stat.
What are you getting? What are you getting in there? What flavor profile did you get in there?
Hey, look. To be fair, it tastes like a Moscow Mule.
Oh,
but you don't
gross,
expect
though.
It in a chip.
All right, we also have a Milano cookies from Pepperidge Fam, pumpkin spice Milano.
Hold on, Rob, we're having a moment here. He's having a little trouble with what was the real problem with the flavor
it's
profile?
It's the tang that a Moscow Mule has. They double down on the chip.
Rob?
All right, I'm going to taste it now. Now, Moscow Mule is vodka, ginger beer, and lime over ice. So let's see.
I can't imagine that in a potato.
What happens?
Oscar hated it. Let's see what Rob thinks.
Ginger. Salt. It's not as bad as all that. You know what it tastes like?
What?
You know how they do salted caramel?
Yeah.
This tastes like a salted ginger snap, which is not unpleasant, but just not needed.
Not normal in a potato
it was
chip.
A kick to the face for me.
And
yeah,
you
needed an emergency Perrier.
Thank
you.
Emergency Perrier.
I always have one on standby.
Which was my old DJ name.
You're going for your second one, though.
Yeah, because
you?
I want to.
There he goes. He's trying the other one. He's trying another one. There we go.
You know what's missing from it? Lime.
Lime?
If they had lime in there, they might have something.
A gross chip. A gross
all right, really
chip.
Quick, we're running up on a break here. What do we have for the other products?
Pumpkin spice Milano.
Milano, Mike.
That probably is going to be...
White and black cookies.
Yeah. white and black. Two vanilla wafers with chocolate in between that you can eat. I can't even see them, but I know what they are. All right.
All right.
Try those.
This is a true fat man snack, a Milano cookie.
You know
a
what?
A Milano cookie.
Yes.
As someone who has rolled into a grocery store in a real fat moment and polished off a box of them, a bag of them, Pepperidge Fam remembers.
Every time I see a fat man walking with a little box of cookies like those, a little bag, I'm like, oh, that man really loves his food.
Yeah, this isn't all that much by volume, but calorie. Oh, boy. All right, what do you think?
Exactly what you'd expect. It's the vanilla cookie chocolate with like a pumpkin pie type essence to it.
Does it work?
No. Clove and chocolate doesn't work. I'm throwing the second bite away.
Oh, I like it. Flavor profile, a little boring, but I'm a boring guy.
Yeah,
so
he is.
Not?
He's kind of a jerk when it comes
and
to food.
And what's the last one?
I don't even know why you got these. Caramel apple pie cookies.
Nope, not going to do. It doesn't count.
I'll have
sorry.
One of those.
Sure you
fine
will.
Fine effort, Diego. I appreciate that.
I tried.
Obviously, the Triscuits aren't around. He tried.
Good luck. 10,000 miles.
His text. Walk into Whole Foods. Walk into Safeway. Walk
absolutely.
Into Rite Aid.
It's big grocery store. Apparently, Triscuit has their
grocery
own people.
Store.
Yeah.
And by the way, it would be big grocery.
Yes.
That's what you would call that.
Or big snack.
I appreciate that. I will take a break. Oh, yeah. What?
No, I was just going to say, I talked to Dwayne at the grocery store. He says that Triscuit, they stock their own product, so not them. So
oh, Nabisco sends people, Mike.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so we blame the National Biscuit Company.
Great people.
There you go. That's Big Biscuit.
It is Big Biscuit.
You come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is Alex Jones. My fellow Americans, we are under assault. The globalists of the New World Order are using weaponized television to ruin our minds and fluoridated water to destroy our digestive health. This is the work of satanic aliens, not of this earth. They want us dumbed down, drugged up, confused, and flatulent. The most important thing you can do to defend America is subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiegelhack are true Americans. As for Oscar, well, we're checking his papers, but Mike and Rob are overweight, white male, heterosexual patriots, just like you and me and my father, the Texas dentist. We, along with Ponyboy, are brothers in arms against the godless, limp-wristed pantywastes who want to turn this country into a fetish swamp of atheism and constipation. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Subscribe at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's so funny, I get chills just thinking about it.
Thank you very much, Alex. That's what, you know what? I think the promos, 30 seconds or less, right? 30 seconds or less.
I've reached out to some of our anonymous submissions, and I say, guys, your work is fantastic.
It's absolutely stellar. It's just a little long. That's
40
all.
Or under is what I want. I want 40 or less.
Works with me. I am with you on that 100%. Good. And they hate God. They hate God.
Fluoridated water.
I hate children. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, our improv t-shirts are available for you. Time is running out, though. We are approaching the mid part of the week, and we've got really just a few days left if you want to get them at the DC Improv. Oscar, how they doing? People buying our t-shirts in bulk? Or?
Mike, I'd say if you buy one, you buy all three, right?
Yeah. Okay.
When all you right, go in, you should buy all three because they are limited edition.
That's
limited
right.
Limited edition.
Last chance.
TMOS t-shirts. Well, are we going to stop selling them after this week's over? Completely? Yes, wink, wink. For a limited amount of time, for 2 weeks, well, now a week, you can... Why don't
sell
we
the sense of urgency,
why do I have the
Mike?
Only 2 weeks when I had a week before on the copy yesterday? I don't know. Mike O'Mara Show, declare your love for TMOS. Tell the world that you're an American. Proclaim that you support Mike O'Mara for president. And you can get them either delivered to your house or for pickup at the DC Improv if you're coming to the show. We've never done anything like this before. If you like these t-shirts, go get them today. They're right on the website. They're there right on the homepage. If you choose delivery, we'll send them right to your door. Pre-order yours right now. Don't miss out. And the Mike O'Mara Show t-shirts. And we thank you in advance.
News.
It's basically been an open secret that a guy we love, really the only guy we really love at the Fox Network, news anchor Shep Smith, is gay. Mm-hmm. But he's never discussed it publicly. And the rumor was that former Fox News boss Roger Ailes was forcing him to stay closeted. Well, Roger was ousted this summer, and now Shep is talking openly about his sexuality. However, he says those two things are not related. Hmm. In an interview with the Huffington Post, Shep says those rumors weren't true. He said, quote, Roger was as nice as he could be to me. I loved him like a father. Shep said he never quite heard Roger using homophobic slurs and said Fox News wasn't a hostile environment. Quote, Roger treated me with respect. He gave me every opportunity in the world and never asked anything of me but that we get it right. Try to get it right every day. Here's the quote. It was a very warm and loving and comfortable place. That said, he said the accusations against Roger were horrifying and described them as a painful betrayal. So Fox News is now they have a major anchor who is out of the closet, and he joins Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon at CNN and Rachel Maddow at MSNBC. And Shep is Shep, and I don't care what his sexuality is.
Me neither.
I think he's absolutely a blast to listen to. He's my favorite thing on that
network.
And
he is so open as a broadcaster and with his opinions as far as what goes on in the world. I tend to believe what he says about Roger Ailes.
Yeah, I do. But, you know,
It's one case. But
he's also a CEO, and the way he behaves around certain people, he doesn't behave that way around other people. So, I would imagine if Shepard Smith felt that way about him, it was probably quite the, traumatic experience for him more than all of us that were reading it in the news.
Oh, yeah.
So, way to go, Shep. Keep doing the great work. As you may have heard, I don't know if you heard this story or not, Azalea Banks. I'm not a fan. Don't have her music.
Sure.
She was kicked out of a Russell Crowe party on Saturday night, physically, by Russell himself. That's the way the
really?
Story goes. Yes. Azalea went to police and filed a battery report against Russell Crowe. Here's the story. Here's what happened on Saturday night. TMZ says Russell threw a party at a hotel in Beverly Hills, and RZA from Wu-Tang Clan was one of his guests.
RZA, Mike.
RZA?
Yes.
All right. All right. So I don't know.
RZA.
I look, sorry.
It's okay, Mike.
Probably 20 years. I mean, there's a window for, you know, and even, look, even if I was 35, I might not get RZA.
Now, if you're 35, you grew up with the Wu-Tang Clan.
Okay.
Right? And you're probably a yo boy in the suburbs, but that is before your time.
Yes. All right, very good.
RZA was a great record label, though. Mike.
RZA. RZA.
The little
dog.
Well,
you know what? F that, really. Yeah, I get so tired of that crap. Seriously.
Yeah,
I get so mad about that. But anyway, I'll look like more of an old fart if I keep bitching.
Right.
He brought Azalea along. And by the way, is it Azalea or
it
is it Azalea or Azalea?
Mike, that was perfect.
All right. Azalea apparently mocked Russell's selection of music and called several of the guests boring white men. When somebody told her to chill, she grabbed a glass and threatened to break it and start cutting people. At that point, Russell
I'm a cutter bitch.
Bear hugged her and pushed her out of the room. Azalea went to police on Saturday demanding he apologize. When his rep said that that wasn't going to happen, she filed her report. In a Facebook post that she took down, Azalea said Russell called her the N-word, choked her, and spat in her face before tossing her out. And she said, quote, the men in the room allowed it to happen.
Ugh.
She said, I wish I had someone to beat him up for me.
Wow.
That's the post that she took.
What was she in the news for before? What was her controversy?
I got nothing.
Was she the one who licked a donut and put it back?
No.
No.
That's
you're worse than I am.
Grande.
Oh, okay.
You're worse than I am.
Thought maybe it might spark a memory.
Wow,
the only story terrible. I remembered was the donut story.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, licking the donut.
And it tasted like a Moscow mule.
Rolling Stone just dropped a list of the 50 best horror movies of the 21st century. For Halloween, we got the top 13 right here.
Okay.
Tell me if you've seen any of these. I am a horror fan, but I don't see enough horror movies. Number 13, It Follows. Anybody see that one?
Not seen it.
Did not see It Follows.
Yeah, a lot of these are going to be like that. I'm sorry. Number 12, The House of the Devil, 2009. Anybody? Anyone?
No. Heard
anybody
rave reviews.
Okay. Number 11, The Devil's Backbone. Anyone?
Yes.
Anybody in the
yes.
room?
You saw it? Not that great, though. Not as
okay.
great as everyone says.
Number 10, Under the Skin, 2013. Anyone? Ferris?
No.
Number 10, I got that. Number 9, The Descent, 2005.
Yes, The Descent. Yes.
Seen it?
Yes.
Saw that one? Okay.
Yes.
What do you think? Good, bad?
Solid.
Old.
Scary movie.
Nothing
number
crazy.
Eight, Shaun of the Dead, well-known movie. Shaun of the
yes.
Dead.
Yes,
can't fun. Understand yeah. anybody in it.
Fun.
Number 7, The Witch. I saw that one, 2015. Good one. That's the most recent one on here. And I saw it. That's for the
you know who loved that
RZA.
Movie? Was RZA.
The RZA, exactly.
The RZA.
Capital letters. RZA. Anyway, number 6, Pulse, 2001.
Nope.
No, not Pulse.
Number 5, Cabin in the Woods.
Yes.
Saw that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice saw nudity.
That was, Cabin in the Woods, pretty intense. Thought it was okay. Number 4, The Conjuring.
Yes.
That's Vera Farmiga, right?
Yeah, Farmiga.
She's in that one.
She's hot.
Farmiga. Listen to us. Listen to you and me, Rob. Okay. Can you try a little harder? Because I don't know anything. You used to know everything. You know, what's it, Farmiga? I'm sorry. What is it?
Vera Farmiga, and she is
Farmiga. Is it Farmiga?
And she is the star and one of the producers of Bates Motel. I'm quite a fan.
Okay, I like her too.
Yeah.
She's good on that show. Number 3 is The Babadook. Anybody see The Babadook in 2014?
Want to see mine?
Thank you. Number 2, Let the Right One In, 2008.
Oh, no.
Never even heard
I'll
of that.
I'll have to look that up.
And number 1, ladies and gentlemen, 28 Days Later.
Yes.
That's on cable
okay,
every
yeah.
hour.
That
there
is
they
a
are.
Cult. Hey, Mike, do you know whatever. The GZA?
What?
No, it's really GZA? The RZA. Yeah, GZA, absolutely.
GZA
yeah,
or is it JZA?
No, GZA.
GZA.
Yes.
Yeah, GZA. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Phil Collins has a memoir coming out, and it's called Not Dead Yet. Next week, in
nice.
It, he mentions the 14-year-old beef that he has with who's the artist. Do you know Rob Spiewak?
It's Paul McCartney, isn't it?
It is Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
He was asked about it in an interview with the Sunday Times, and he said that while Paul is still one of his heroes, he did have a nasty experience with him back in 2002, and he doesn't think he just caught Paul on a bad day. Uh-oh. Here's the quote. I met him when I was working at the Buckingham Palace party. McCartney came up with Heather Mills, and I had a first edition of The Beatles by Hunter Davies. I guess that's a book?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? He said, I said, hey, Paul, do you mind signing this for me? And he said, oh, Heather, our little Phil's a bit of a Beatles fan. Oh, and boy. I thought, and so Phil said, and I thought, you F. Never forgot it. So apparently he diminished Phil Collins when Phil wanted him to sign something.
What a dick.
That little is a Phil's dick a bit move. Of a Beatles fan. Now, if that's
our little
all,
Phil?
Our little Phil's a bit of a Beatles
fan. Is he a short man
fan.
Last time
He's
I...
short. Yeah, yeah, Phil Collins is short. But, yeah, so he made a short joke.
Paul McCartney is Tiny Tim, too.
Yeah, he's not very tall. That's but
our little Phil's a bit of a Beatles fan.
Look this up.
Such Here a dick go. Move. It really, really is.
Now, Phil says that Paul does this a lot. He said, quote, he has this thing when he's talking to you where he makes you feel like, I know this must be hard for you because I'm a Beatle. I'm Paul McCartney, and it must be very hard for you to actually be holding a conversation with me. I don't have a dog in this fight, so I don't know.
I think that is probably an isolated incident.
No, it is.
Because I've heard about a lot of people that have had encounters with him that have been okay.
P.S. Stern himself, Howard Stern, is backstage, right, standing next to Chris Rock, and he says, hey, do you mind signing this for my daughter? He didn't want to do it because he knows, he just doesn't like signing things.
This is Chris Rock.
This is Howard Stern asking for his daughter for a signature.
For
yes.
Paul's.
Yes.
Okay, and he's standing next to Chris Rock.
Yeah, and all these celebrities are backstage, and he goes, right. I didn't want to do this, but my daughter would kill me if I didn't ask you. And he said no and walked on.
Wow. Oh,
yes.
Boy. Man, you know what but the common thread here is signature. Maybe he has a thing about autographs. Maybe because I've heard people have decent encounters with him. I don't know. I frankly, I'd be scared to death to meet him. I don't know how I'd handle it.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Why do you think he has a thing about signatures?
Because he has been, hasn't had a moment to himself for the last 50 years, probably.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't. Yeah. You can't line up on the side of Paul McCartney.
I'm not defending him.
No, but the fact is, of course he's going to be inundated. Of course it's going to be difficult. Of course he can't sign everything for everybody. But if he is in an exclusive moment where it's quiet, it's not costing
him
any
time. 10 people in a room. And you know what Chris Rock did when he walked by them? What? He looked at Stern and said, damn, did you see that? He just ignored you and kept walking.
The thing about it is, look, and I would even go so far as to say, when you're in a situation where you don't sign, where you're not signing something because you think you're going to have to be there for an hour and a half,
right?
There are people that are celebrities that don't care; they still do it.
That is also
true. They still go out and they know they're going to be inundated with it. It's very, very difficult, but. Who knows?
It's Paul McCartney, a fellow musician.
But also know this, in all those words, I didn't defend him. It's still a dick move. But I'm just trying to get inside his head and figure out why.
Yeah, I think that, not signing is a pretty big deal. I mean, you're validating people. When you sign an autograph, I've been told this, you validate somebody's existence.
Also,
it's a proof of the moment that it exists.
5'11 isn't so tall. That's Paul's height. And then
height. That's average. That's my height.
Height.
Yeah, but I might have been wearing my Beetle boots.
Phil's height.
Beetle boots.
That poor man, but he can sing all day, is 5'6".
5'6". Okay.
5'6" is
Phil.
Rough.
No wonder he got pissed.
And you know what else? Real quick, did you know that Phil Collins was an extra in A Hard Day's Night?
And they ended up putting him on the cutting room floor.
So he has been a fan for a long time, and then he has a reason to be pissed.
Peter Gabriel, 5'11".
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
According to a new survey, almost half of men shave or trim their leg hair. 52% of men say they leave their leg hair alone. 33% use a trimmer to cut theirs down there. And 15% shave their legs completely. So why are they doing it? The best theory is that they're trying to emulate two groups of guys who they admire, athletes or porn stars. And according to another new survey, 50% of news source websites that cite new surveys make up 100% of their surveys.
Perfect.
Thank you very much. That's it. I just wanted to show
Mike, when you get a free moment, look up Lily Collins. That's Phil Collins' daughter.
Yeah.
She is 5'7 as well.
And has never shaved her legs.
And, no, I'm sorry, 5'5", and she's drop dead gorgeous.
5'5".
27, Mike.
Oh, little Lily is a bit of a Beatles fan, but I'm not going to sign anything for her.
You're doing the old Paul McCartney mouth. Paul McCartney's 70, and he holds his mouth like that now.
Hello, there we are. Look, I ain't going to sign me book.
A
whole time holding a pen.
Thank you. Here's a little something something for you. Can I get to the kicker, please? A 24-year-old named Chelsea Wilson from Hollywood, Florida, asked her dad if he'd drive her to a job interview last Thursday. It was at a bank, and being a good dad, he took her. He figured it went really well, too, because she came out with a bunch of cash.
Oh, no.
She said it was an advance payment on her salary.
Of course.
Dad's got to be a real smart one.
Right one, yeah.
Hollywood, Florida. Yeah, sure. Anyway, that's what he allowed himself to believe, in any event, until the FBI showed up at his house the next morning. It turns out Chelsea was lying to him, and he hadn't taken her to a job interview. She tricked him into being her getaway driver when she robbed the bank. Yes, she was arrested for robbery, but since her dad really didn't know what was going on, he won't be facing any charges. Good. I guess the FBI believed him, and it leads me to today's Florida slogan of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Because this happened in Hollywood, Florida.
Yeah.
Florida. At least he's not sleeping with her.
Oh,
all right.
God.
Thank you very much. We'll take a break and we will come back.
You don't know that.
With the audio vault. You're right, I don't. More fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everyone. Intern Dotson here. You know, the one whose microphone is never turned on. You know what tomorrow is? It's Wide Open Wednesday. Starting at 9 a.m., the Mike O'Mara Show takes your phone call. Want to be a small part of TMOS? Do you have a great story for the boys? Make sure to dial 888-920-MORE for your chance to talk to Mike, Rob, Oscar, and even Pony. Wide Open Wednesday, starting at 9 a.m. That's 888-920-6673. And make it count.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Sometimes it feels like there aren't enough hours in the day. Even if you work from before 9 to way after 5, trips to the post office steal your time and put you behind. Luckily, there is a better way, Stamps.com, the better way to buy postage. With Stamps.com, you get the postage you need the minute you need it right at your own desk. Just use your own computer and printer to buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. It's quick, it's easy. Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of one of those expensive postage meters, and you'll get special postage discounts that you can't even get at the post office. We have used Stamps.com for years and we adore it. Right now, you can use our code TMOS for this special offer, a 4-week trial, plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Get started with Stamps.com today. Within minutes, you, my friends, will be printing postage from your own desk. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again. Let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, October 18, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
As a broadcaster, it's important to stay informed.
Yes.
Chess.
Why, I always watch Time Warner News in Buffalo, Mike.
And yes. Good stuff.
Time Warner News. And they had a great package that featured two people you know. Jimmy Cerrito and Maureen Donahue Cerrito.
Hold on a second. Maureen was included in the interview?
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
Were they up in Buffalo?
Yes, because Jimmy, this is really, I don't know how he swung it, but he took a day off, right, and he went up.
He's a local news whore.
He went up and he brought the Jot Goose, and they made Time Warner News in Buffalo.
Does it ever make all of us pause a little as we
pause.
Hold on. As we mock Jimmy Cerrito?
No.
That Jimmy Cerrito, as much as we go, what a dope, gets so much more effing publicity than a show that is consumed by the public?
No, Jimmy,
whatever Jimmy's system is and whatever his method is, he is on local news down here infinitely more. He's totally covered. He's in newspapers. He's in magazines.
Mike,
he's on
that has nothing to do with what we do here. It's two different avenues.
One is radio. But
he's out there hustling. He comes on our show to promote his restaurant.
I understand, but he's also on Fox 5.
We're the vehicle.
You know what Jimmy had? I read an article online. I forgot what publication. It was in another newspaper.
Yes.
Long article about the haunting of Jimmy's little... Look, any way you slice it,
the ghost of the unbuilt wing.
He is creating a narrative.
If the narrative was that strong, the wing would have been built years ago.
I think they broke ground on it. So what did he do on the TV show?
He was talking. They're talking Super Bowl for the Bills.
Bills fans are perpetually optimistic, and this time for good reason. It's been 8 years since the team has won 4 in a row.
This is our year. We're going to do it.
We're excited.
Is that Marine?
This is it.
Football Outsiders also put the Bills at an 8.7% chance of winning the Super Bowl.
I'm going to run over to the casino and lay down a bet right now.
Those are pretty good odds.
For Buffalo.
For Buffalo.
There he is, Time Warner News.
Jimmy, so ask Jimmy how he does it.
Hey,
finds it. Jimmy actually does. I've been with Jimmy at Sturgis. Jimmy, if Jimmy sees any, this is the truth.
Yeah.
Yes.
If Jimmy sees anything that's creating any kind of commotion or a camera,
he wants to be part of the event.
He runs to it. He absolutely
because he's
to
a Northern Virginian. There's a line. Right. Let's stand in it.
Absolutely.
That's what it's about.
Did they mention his restaurant?
No.
In that clip?
No, they didn't say who he was.
He's just pushing Jimmy.
It was a man on the street deal.
Pushing Jimmy, but Jimmy is Jimmy Cerrito's restaurant. So, you know, it's Jimmy.
Didn't mention the restaurant.
There was no
revenue. But how can we have it, right? Because it's online. It's posted online, correct?
It is. I'm not exactly sure.
Somebody got it. Somebody saw it.
How did
you
get
it? This is a tiny little station up there.
Jimmy sent it to me. The link.
There you go.
To Time Warner News.
He sent it to
him. There you go. There, my point taken right there. That's
no,
right.
No. I'm going to fight you on this. He doesn't mention his restaurant.
No, he's
at
a man
all.
On the street.
He's a rando on the street, and then
that's okay.
Since no one picked it up in our hemisphere, he sent it to the one guy that would play it, and
yeah, it's
this
also,
guy.
But he also has it online. He's a hustler. Jimmy's a little hustler.
He is.
You know,
I can chase my tail all day, Mike, but I'm still not going to catch it.
No, Jimmy Cerrito is a hustler. You know, do you know how difficult, really? I'm going to say some things about my friend who you guys like to demean on my turn.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if he went to work today. He's at Aussie.
You can run down Jimmy Cerrito all you want. I will tell you, that man has kept that place afloat. And a single owner bar, believe me, I know how hard it is to keep that place humming without 50 locations.
This is the problem. And I want to be clear here. Running a restaurant is one of the hardest things in the world to be successful at. And Jimmy has done that, right?
Yes, he has.
When we tease Jimmy about Jimmy's, it's because when he's not at Jimmy's, he's at some concert in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware of all of his flaws.
With the Hanson brothers.
I am aware of all of his flaws.
So we wonder how he has achieved his success with almost never being at the restaurant.
Because he's got EQ on his wing, and EQ is there all the time. He's always had one of those guys. I'm not sure it's always been EQ, but it's been EQ for a long time. And he's the guy that's there.
But that's the question, right? Like, how does he get to go all these places?
Because he has a powerful sidekick.
He's a hustler. He hustles. That's what he does. I love my Jimmy. He hustles, and it's funny. It drives me nuts, but at the same time, you got to kind of tip your head.
Oh,
there he is.
I love him.
I'm going to lay a bet down at the casino.
He finds the camera.
He's a mystery man.
He finds the camera.
All right. We're way behind. Let's close with this. This is important.
Thank you very much. That's it. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another. I'm kidding. I'll open it up again. You said we were way out of time. You seemed to get a little out of sorts there. We weren't fighting.
No.
So it's okay.
It's okay.
Play your last little sound. Go ahead.
I don't think we were fighting.
Beefing.
No.
I thought it was a solid conversation, a back and forth.
It was getting a little tense. It could have gone in a different direction. But anyway.
So Lindsay Lohan has moved to London. And of course, when you move to London, you have to explain it. So where does she go, Mike? Turkish television.
Turkish TV.
And I know you're going to love it because Lindsay sounds great. And she explains why it is she had to move to London.
Then I moved to London. Because New York was too fast for me. Because I slowed down and it kept going. And I couldn't keep up. And I wasn't meant to. Moving to London was the best thing I've done for myself. And I think as you grow up, you know, life changes and you experience new things. In London, I was able to take myself outside of whatever my family was doing and the people that I had in my life that maybe weren't the best people for me. Or maybe it was my fault. I can't say that because it's in the past. But in London, I was able to sit alone and say, what is it that I want in life? Okay, I love working with kids.
So, Mike, if you need a babysitter, she's waiting for you.
There
she
you go.
Loves working
what
with kids.
Fall from grace.
Thank you very much.
That's your magic audio fault.
Who breathes worse, Lindsay Lohan, me, or Rob? I'm not sure. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on air online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Don't forget tomorrow's Wide Open Wednesday. Give us a call. We'll be taping our show starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 888 888- 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. And our t-shirts, the limited edition t-shirts, are available for early pickup for less than 1 week. Go to MichaelMaraShow.com and grab those. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Michael Mara, see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Be RZA.
One last thing. Please remember that MichaelMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MichaelMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.